Upheaval Reckoning, Chapter 39, A Place for Joy and Kindness. Several days had passed since Applejack and Twilight Sparkle went after Rainbow Dash. During that time, Fluttershy busied herself in the hospital, tending to every patient assigned to her and trying to keep Redbrand calm and reasonable, while he consulted with various doctors. As no news on Vanguard's group arrived, Fluttershy settled into a strange, unfeeling routine. She greeted each pony with a smile and a kind word, moving from one task to another as if everything was going smoothly. Things couldn't be further from the truth. Ever since she saw the grim and worried expressions on Twilight and Applejack, then heard the silence of the secrets that special operations made them keep, Fluttershy sensed something terrible bubbling beneath the surface. She was no longer in the harsh, frigid North. She was a long way away from a besieged city with soldiers within and vicious invaders without. Things should be better now, with the reunification and the Woven being driven back. But they weren't. Things were even worse. At least the Woven were visible and clear in their intent. Now her friends were being hurt by foes that appeared and disappeared as they pleased, and for reasons she couldn't understand. It was for that reason that Fluttershy was now about to check up on another one of her friends. She trembled slightly when she opened the door to Pinkie Pie's room, remembering that moment when Princess Luna flew her wheezing, barely conscious friend into the hospital. Fluttershy was shocked and terrified when they wheeled in a blood-soaked Rarity. Rarity was no frontline fighter. Even if she was, they were in Canterlot, not Bastion City. When it was Pinkie Pie, the pony who had nothing to do with any of the fighting, the panic was no longer there, just dread realization. There was no stopping this tide of violence that washed over all of her friends, not Waltz, not other legionnaires, nothing. Even now, Rarity was either working on crafting weapons and armor or practicing with those mage blades. Whatever traces of concern she had for dressmaking had been cut away by that awful lion court. Now it was Pinkie Pie's turn. By the time Pinkie had settled into her room, Fluttershy was already waiting for the next terrible incident.
"You'll get your turn. I don't know what that turn's going to be, but you'll get it."
Redbrand's words never left Fluttershy. Though she threw herself into taking care of her friends, she was quietly waiting for that turn. She didn't know what would be worse, staying by the sidelines while they each fought and got hurt in turn, or being attacked herself and ending up injured. The mood within Pinkie's room reflected that depressing thought. Pinkie only had a few cuts and bruises. With Princess Luna's magic, she had been purged of the poison that coursed through her system. A couple of legionnaires had also been brought in. They were suffering from severe bleeding caused by some sort of poison gas. Though worse off than Pinkie, they had also survived. Only Nightcanter and her squad got out of that incident without being poisoned. Fluttershy remained worried. After a few days' rest, Pinkie Pie should be fine by now. But there seemed to be one more poison still affecting her. She remained in her room, her mane limp and straight, often just staring vacantly ahead. Visits from Rarity and Coppermane had done little to improve Pinkie's mood.
"Hello, Pinkie. Are you feeling any better today?"
Fluttershy asked. Pinkie looked up and tried to muster a smile. Her lips twitched a little from the futile effort.
"Hi, Fluttershy,"
she said softly.
"A little."
That Pinkie Pie had even responded was enough for Fluttershy to believe that there was some improvement. She hummed a little tune to herself and began tidying up.
"Fluttershy? What is it, Pinkie? Am I..."
Pinkie's voice faded to barely a beep.
"Am I just birthday cakes and party hats?"
Birthday cakes? What?
Pinkie, what are you talking about?" "You know, you told me that before, frivolous things. Maybe I should have listened." "Oh, no, Pinkie, that was new, Fluttershy. I didn't mean all those things." "The princess,"
Pinkie said.
"Oh, and the prince. They're always going on about how important the elements of harmony are. Every pony is always about fighting these days."
She looked down to her chest where the element of joy would have been hanging.
I thought that being the bearer of the element of joy would be wonderful, but all I'm doing is holding ponies down and putting them in danger. Where does joy come in when no pony wants to be happy and smiling? When all they want to do is fight, I think I should quit.
Pinkie Pie,
Fluttershy found herself unable to answer. The question found itself a mirror image within her. Where did kindness fit into all of this fighting? The only way to quit is to die, was the deep-voiced reply. Fluttershy gasped and turned towards the voice. A pretty, blue-maned unicorn mare leaned against the doorframe. She walked past the mare and looked outside. There was no pony there save for a couple of heavily barded legionnaires a few feet away. They looked at her expectantly until she looked away.
"Excuse me, miss," Fluttershy said to the mare. "Did you see a stallion walk in here for a moment to say something?"
"No,"
the mare replied in a deep, masculine voice.
"But I did walk in here and say something."
"Oh, my, well,
Fluttershy felt like she should apologize, but she usually felt that way about almost anything she did that involved other ponies. Pinkie was less hesitant.
"Who are you?"
she asked.
"My name is Blue Moon, former captain of the Thorns," the unicorn replied.
He, Fluttershy decided to assume that this pony was a he, said both the name and the title confidently.
"You!"
Pinkie Pie's voice needed no coaxing this time.
"You're a Thorn, just like Sablesteel!"
She looked around for something. It must be that strange slab of rock that she was clutching earlier. Fluttershy froze halfway between preparing for an attack from Blue Moon and trying to get Pinkie to calm down.
"Was," Blue Moon said. "There's no need to panic. I'm not your enemy anymore. Even if I was, you can see that I'm horn-locked and my escorts are just outside."
Pinkie's eyes narrowed, but she stopped searching. Fluttershy remembered the two legionnaires standing nearby and tried to relax. Just as Blue Moon had mentioned, his horn had a band of metal wrapped around it with a small glowing gem embedded on the device. He didn't have any kind of weapon on him and he wore a simple, white-collared shirt instead of any kind of barding. Still, what he just said... The mere mention of the name melted through the awkwardness. Fluttershy had encountered plenty of mean, opportunistic, and greedy creatures in her life. She had seen the viciousness of the Wolven. But these Thorns, they were a different sort of vile. Lioncott was one of them. Another one named Longstride was after Rainbow Dash. Now there was Sablesteel, who was bent on hurting Pinkie and her loved ones. They deliberately stayed on hurting. All of Lioncott's cuts had been made to cause as much pain and as little damage as possible. Sablesteel's poison also turned out to be very slow-acting and painful. Only monsters reveled in causing pain for pain's sake.
"Is it true?"
she asked.
"You were one of the Thorns?"
"I just said that," Blue Moon replied.
"Then maybe you can stop them," Pinkie said. "Please, stop them from hurting my friends, especially Sablesteel."
"There's no stopping them," Blue Moon said, his gaze apologetic. "The Thorns are committed to Black Rose's orders. Only she can tell them to stop."
"They're monsters, then,"
Pinkie Pie said, her voice dropping.
"My friends and family never did anything to Sablesteel. She's going to kill them because some pony told her?"
"Is that what she told you?" Blue Moon asked.
Not even a trace of emotion crossed his face at the sight of Pinkie's rising anger. Even Fluttershy began to feel some indignation at his uncaring expression.
"You should consider them safe, then."
Both mares stopped short.
"What?"
Pinkie asked. Fluttershy shook away her daze.
"What do you mean?"
she asked.
"Sablesteel takes her work as an assassin very seriously," Blue Moon said. "She is the sole remaining heiress to a very old tradition. She treats any failure on her part as shaming herself before the hundreds of ponies who belonged to that tradition. She would never do something so stupidly theatrical as to announce her targets, unless assassination isn't part of her plan to begin with."
"Then..."
Pinkie Pie's angry scowl cracked.
"Then they're safe?"
she asked.
"Sablesteel won't hurt them?"
"No," Blue Moon replied. but it's best that you don't celebrate. If you provoke her, she'll do something to prove a point.
Blue Moon's warning reined in some of Pinky's enthusiasm. More than that, she must still be pondering her question. Blue Moon's words gave her hope, but that still left her in the dark about the element of joy.
But if she's not going to hurt them, why would she say she would?
Pinky asked.
Sable has been tasked to find a way to draw out the power of the element of joy, Blue Moon replied. She may believe that the best way to do that is to make you as miserable as possible.
He snorted.
I suspect that she's been spending too much time with Lion Court to come up with a plan like that.
Finally, a trace of emotion marked Blue Moon's words. He spoke of Sablesteel with concerned disapproval, the kind of tone Fluttershy had heard her friends use before when she or some pony else was involved in something bad or dangerous. His bright blue eyes went from icy and confident to liquid with emotion. For him to introduce himself as former captain of the Thorns must mean more than just identifying himself as once an enemy. These Thorns were his friends. Something bad must have happened to make him abandon them.
Well,
Pinkie Pie mumbled. She pressed her front hoofs together absent-mindedly.
She's still pretty mean, and those poisons really hurt. If they want to make the elements of harmony become stronger, why don't they just help us out instead of attacking us like this?
She pressed her lips tightly for a second.
I'd like to know how to make my element grow stronger. I really do.
Blue Moon gazed downwards.
Various reasons, he said.
He opened his mouth to say more, but he stopped himself with a shake of his head. Another moment of silence passed.
None of them matter. The Thorns will continue to antagonize you as per their orders.
He turned around.
I should go and let you get some more rest.
Pinkie Pie was about to say more when her eyes lit up. She fell into such a thoughtful silence that Fluttershy didn't dare disturb her even to ask if she was fine.
Wait!
Fluttershy called out after Blue Moon. She had followed him after he left Pinkie Pie's room and managed to catch up by the hallway. Around them, doctors, nurses, and patients moved through with barely a glance at them. Blue Moon paused before he could rejoin his two escorts and looked back.
Why did you come here?
She asked.
I wanted to see how Pinkie Pie was, Blue Moon said. Don't get me wrong, it's not out of any overwhelming concern for your friend. I wanted to see how badly Sable was willing to hurt her.
He smiled a little.
The full recovery is a relief.
You're really worried about Sablesteel, aren't you?
Fluttershy asked. Blue Moon moved to the side of the hallway and gestured for Fluttershy to do the same.
I worry for all the surviving Thorns, save for Lion Court, he said. Sable tends to make bad personal choices, while Stride can't be bothered to make any to begin with. If there's anything I regret over going against Black Rose, it would be leaving them to themselves.
Fluttershy wasn't sure she wanted to hear more of this. Just a few minutes ago, her friend's tormentors were all cruel monsters. Hearing some pony talk about them as, well, as ponies was difficult. Blue Moon called these monsters by nicknames and spoke with such an affection that made her miss her friends in return.
If it would be all right, may I ask you something more personal?
She asked.
Blue Moon shrugged. I've been cooperating with the Legion since I came to the Prince. Cooperating with the element of kindness bearer won't be much of a strain.
Why did you leave your friends if you care about them so much?
Because I care for other things more.
The emotion in Blue Moon's voice was gone.
They chose to follow Black Rose after she has overstepped her boundaries. I chose to remember my place in the grand scheme of things.
I see.
Fluttershy looked away and scolded herself for letting him lead her on with his sympathy. What had she been expecting anyway? A tearful confession from this hardened soldier? Perhaps it was because Blue Moon looked so delicate and graceful that it made seeing him as a former leader of such a dangerous group of ponies difficult. She should just walk back to her duties, but there was something more she wanted to hear.
Is there something else? Blue Moon asked.
No, not really, Fluttershy said. I mean...
She stopped and closed her eyes for a moment. There was something else. She just needed to say it, even if she had to force it out like a bad meal.
Is that really all?
She let out a sigh when she managed to ask it. A second later, she was already holding her breath nervously. Blue Moon stared quietly at Fluttershy for a while, lips in an even, unfeeling line. Then he snorted and gave a weary smile.
"No, that's not all of it," he said. "But why the interest, Fluttershy? A while ago you looked like you were going to string me up in the middle of Canterlot for saying I used to be with the Sorns."
"That's not true," Fluttershy said. She glanced to her sides. "Well, not mostly. I mean, I didn't think about using string, or even the middle of Canterlot."
"It's not to be embarrassed about," Blue Moon said. "Animosity towards the enemy is natural. Again, I must ask why you are so persistent about this topic."
I'm just trying to see the Sorns as something other than the enemy," Fluttershy said.
She winced. That sounded weak. It also sounded ridiculous. Vanguard Clash would scold her for thinking such things, just as he had scolded her for not wanting to wear those woven fur coats. Rainbow Dash would probably laugh and agree with him, while her other friends would just stay silent. Necessity taking away whatever protests they felt. Blue Moon must be laughing inside already. Blue Moon's eyes narrowed.
"It's a dangerous thing you're doing, Fluttershy."
What do you mean?
"Trying to sympathize. Leave the worrying about my former comrades to me. The Sorns are your enemies. That's all you should really treat them as."
Fluttershy remembered her earlier ire. It was so easy to slip into that kind of thinking, the same sort of thinking that Blue Moon was now suggesting. She had almost forgotten to see them as ponies or even as living creatures. Almost.
"No,"
she said.
"No what?" Blue Moon asked.
"I'm not just going to treat them as enemies," Fluttershy replied. "That's the easy way out." Her defiant look softened. "How can you suggest that when you care about them?"
After a moment of confusion, Blue Moon's smile widened.
"Element of kindness, huh?" he remarked. "Maybe you have a point, Fluttershy. My sister's strategies seldom considered that."
The shyness was back with a vengeance. Fluttershy looked away when blood rushed to her face.
"You're going to need more than just your intentions," Blue Moon said, "or your skill in helping the wounded."
Blue Moon's words reminded Fluttershy of constant frustration. The same frustration that likely plagued Pinkie Pie.
"I know that," she said. "But what else can I do?"
Blue Moon studied her carefully.
"When my sister was assigning the elements of harmony to the Sorns, I was tasked with somehow drawing out the power of the element of kindness."
He raised his head with pride.
"Leave it to Black Rose to assign me the most difficult task for the Sorns."
He paused again.
"Not that Joy is any less difficult."
Fluttershy lowered her gaze.
"Sorry,"
she said.
"That wasn't meant as a rebuke," Blue Moon said. "But it does mean that you posed a different sort of task. Truth be told, I am still unsure of what can be done to that end. Information about you has given me some other details that can be improved on. Your stare ability."
The stare. Fluttershy had no idea where it had come from, how she had come to have it, and what its actual purpose was. All she knew was that it had been useful on some occasions. She didn't have much of a control over it, and that it was scary. Really scary. Her experience with Scarlet Rabbit showed her just how scary it could be, for both the user and the one being stared at. But if it could be used to help her friends, to frighten their enemies away without all the violence, she'd try anything.
"What can I do about it?" Fluttershy asked.
Blue Moon looked at his guards before leaning closer.
"Go to the hidden archives in the Canterlot Grand Library," he said softly. "You are a bearer of an element of harmony, a trusted pony in the eyes of our royalty. I'm sure you can find a means to access that place. Read more on the works of Hurricane and Pansy. You'll find some answers for yourselves."
How do you know about all of this?" Fluttershy asked.
My sister has the uncanny ability to piece together conclusions from bits and pieces of information. Your ability is one that fascinates her and puts her ill at ease. It should be no surprise that she's tracked down all possible leads. This is her best one.
This time there was more than just a mere crack on Blue Moon's emotionless mask. He spoke of his sister with unabashed affection. Black Rose didn't seem the caring sort. She had a smile that only appeared warm, but actually sent chills down Fluttershy's spine. What did Blue Moon see? What fed that warmth in his voice? When Blue Moon noticed Fluttershy's staring, the mask was back up.
"You should go right away," he said.
"But I'm still needed here,"
Fluttershy said. There were patients to take care of, including Pinkie Pie. Redbrand still needed her help.
"There will always be more injured," Blue Moon said. "They will be there when you leave them, and they will be there when you return. Opportunities like these are fleeting. Something grave is on the horizon. You may not get the chance again if you let this pass."
Fluttershy turned around and trotted off to find Redbrand and ask for some time off. She didn't trust everything Blue Moon said, but she felt a growing sense of urgency about what he spoke of. With Fluttershy out of sight, Blue Moon finally had a chance to evaluate what had just happened. He had been too open in their conversation to the point of ridiculousness. What had started out as just a quick visit to Sablesteel's target had turned into a landslide of self-revelation on his part. Fluttershy was proof, once again, that researching a pony as much as possible was no substitute for actually meeting her. Sablesteel would be furious once she discovered what he had told Pinkie Pie. He didn't mind. Sable was approaching this the wrong way. Of course, Sable would call him arrogant for thinking he knew best. He snorted at his own earlier boast about that matter. Black Rose didn't assign Fluttershy to him because of the difficulty. It was a process of elimination. Longstride and Rhapsody would have deemed Fluttershy too weak and would have asked permission to just kill her on sight. Sablesteel and Frenzyheart would have asked for some pony else. Lioncourt would have just found her boring, and boring ponies didn't last long with him. No, it was either Black Rose personally took care of the matter or Blue Moon did. As Blue Moon left the hospital, he glanced towards the direction of Canterlot's Grand Library. His sister was still unsure of whether to actually let Fluttershy tap into the stair's potential or just let the whole thing slide. He had concurred at the time, but he relented at Fluttershy's determination. Black Rose had been afraid that Fluttershy's timid disposition made her incapable of dealing with the stair's origins and nature. Things that even she could only guess at. But today's meeting let him see otherwise.
"This will mean trouble,"
he silently told the mayor, who was likely on her way to the Grand Library.
"It's your head if you fail, and mine as well. I hope you pull through."
Okay, Pinkie Pie is being visited by our dear Blue Moon, the brother of Black Rose, who has, quote-unquote, betrayed her. But he didn't really betray her, did he? Because, if I remember correctly, when Lioncourt brought in Octavia, Black Rose was quite sure that his betrayal was already, well, not exactly planned, but she had anticipated it. And she asked Lioncourt to pick up a present for him because prison could be so boring and to remind Blue Moon that there was no bad blood between them. So, basically, I'm pretty sure she would take him back if he were to return. Then we have the conversation between Blue Moon and Pinkie Pie. It's an interesting part, but I think that he actually told her that Sablesteel wouldn't kill any of her loved ones was a stupid thing to do. He's compromising Sablesteel's plan with this, and he might even endanger Pinkie Pie's loved ones more, because if Sablesteel found out that he told her, as he said, she might do something horrible just to prove a point. So yeah, I am still not quite sure he's not following his own agenda here. even, well, we know he does follow his own agenda from what Tirado told Black Rose, but I mean in this particular case. And then he speaks to Fluttershy and tells her to seek out the origins of her stare ability and to improve on it. Yes, that would be... I imagine Fluttershy standing in front of a horde of wolven. Oh my god. And just imagine Fluttershy's face magnified by I don't know how many mirrors and sent over the so that every wolven in front of the walls of Bastion City could have seen it. I would have really liked to see that, or to read about it. That would have been so cool. Stare. She is the Stare Master, after all. Okay, let me know your opinions on this. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony. As always, stay tuned.